right now on Higher Journeys with Alexis Brooks.
Hi, everyone. Today, I want to talk about numbers. Now, you know, we've talked about this on the show before. When I say numbers, obviously, I'm talking about this continuing phenomenon of repeating numbers, number patterns, angel numbers. We have so many different allocations and names these days, but I know that so many of us, myself included, are still sort of grappling with what this is all about, why there is this continuing exponential rise in people seeing these numbers, and most importantly, what do they mean for each of us? So I want to talk about that. Well, you're going to hear from a few people, not the least of which is Mr. Billy Carson. If you didn't see our show about a year or so ago, we did an incredible episode on angel numbers, and he went into some incredible depth as to his thoughts on the significance of these numbers and what they have to do with angles of light. And I'm going to leave it there for a moment. We're going to get to that in a moment. But, you know, I want to just bring something up to you that I found to be quite intriguing. As I was doing a little bit of research to talk about this with you all today, I obviously used some keywords like angel numbers and repeating numbers, of course, 1111, and I continued to come up with the name Chris Brown. Do you know that name? R&B phenomenon Chris Brown. And I thought, why on earth would his name be coming up with angel numbers? Well, it turns out as I dug in a little bit deeper, and I'm not really surprised, he is really kind of brought this whole craze, if you will, trend, if you will, from that perspective into a lot of his lyrics. As a matter of fact, he has a song called Angel Numbers. I didn't know. Well, now I know. Not only is the song, I believe it's called Angel Numbers, but it's on an album called, guess what, 1111. I started to read some of the lyrics to you, but, you know, as I was reading it out loud to myself yesterday, I'm like, it doesn't read as well as it sings. So maybe I can put a link to where you can hear the song and maybe even the lyrics. But just incredible how so many from so many different demographics are really getting into, well, not just getting into these number patterns. They're seeing them. They're seeing them coming from all walks of life. I don't know if you saw the segment that I just did a few days ago with a clip actually from King Simon, who's an incredible numerologist. And I had on the thumbnail, even criminals see this. kind of eye-catching, I thought. But nonetheless, people from all walks of life, and not everyone, there's still many people that aren't seeing them, but many are. And so for that, that says to me, there's something that we need to be paying attention to. There's something that we need to be understanding. And so I want to play a couple of clips for you, a couple from Billy Carson. We're also going to hear from Jason Quitt as well as Anthony Peake, all of which have been guests on the show that I have posed the question to them what their thoughts are on this phenomenon. Let's first listen to this clip from Billy, and then we'll have a little commentary on the back end. Let's listen.
A lot of people have called them angel numbers. So if I start calling them something else, they won't know what I'm talking about. And so sometimes you reach people where they are. So when they see angel numbers, they go, oh, he's getting ready to talk about the numbers, you know? And so in my personal opinion, it's angels are really angles of light. We know that there are higher dimensions that exist in 90 degree angles above one another. And there are multiple dimensions going all the way up. We know this universe consists of a minimum of at least 11 dimensions, and all those are in angles or angles of one another, according to quantum physics.
I find this extraordinarily intriguing. Obviously, when you pose a question to Billy Carson, he's going to give you a really, really in-depth answer. And so even in this short clip, he didn't let us down. But here's what I want to focus on, you guys. He's talking about angles of light, angel numbers. I had asked him a question. Why did you, he had put a post, I think, in his YouTube community tab where he did a pretty in-depth piece, a post on angel numbers. And I thought, angel numbers, that seems so not like Billy in the way he would describe this phenomenon. And he went into why, because, you know, he wanted to reach people where they, with terms that they understand. And so, but then he went into what that actually denotes. As we know, the English language has so many connotations and so many iterations. angles of light is how he reframed it. But he talked about 90 degree angles above one another, multiple dimensions going up. Now, I want to bring something up to you. As I was listening to this, I gave it a little bit of a think, and I said to myself, 90 degree angles above one another of light. When you look at a corner of a room, I want to draw on a correlation that might be a little bit of a digression, but it's interesting nonetheless. Corners of a room, which is at a 90 degree angle, it is well known within the field of parapsychology that non-physical energy, I'm going to say sentient, conscious energy, ghostly apparitions, if you will often congregate in a corner of a room. I know that I have heard, and I do myself when I'm saging my or smudging my home, that I take good care to smudge corners because it is believed that this sort of energy, not necessarily malevolent, but a non-physical energy, tends to congregate in these 90 degree angles. Often they're seen as light, just making a little connection here. Well, why is that? It is believed that corners of room may have higher levels of electromagnetic energy. And the theory that has been postulated suggests that ghosts or orb energies may be attracted or influenced by these electromagnetic fields. The other thing is, it's believed that corners act as focal points for energy or psychic activity. It's kind of the same thing, but nonetheless, corners tend to concentrate energy. And when we think of electromagnetic energy, which is all around, it is us. And I'm going to actually talk about that a little bit more later, as well as the non-physical realm, perhaps even more concentrated levels of it. It would seem as a like attracts like, they may tend to congregate in those corners. Have you heard that? If you have, I'd love to hear from you. Have you heard that? Or maybe you've seen things out of the corner of your eye in the corner of a room. There could be a connection there. But the bottom line is light seems to be the central theme with this whole idea of numbers. As Billy explained it, think of light beings, light language, or even orbs of light seen in a corner of a room. Certain objects in the sky that have been seen as orb-like or light often look not just in vertical formation, but often seen in a vertical formation. Let's listen to another clip. I've got a few I want you to listen to. This is from Jason Quitt, who I had on the show several months after my episode with Billy. And he also refers to or makes reference to angles of light. Let's listen to this.
This is how we learned how to count, is using the digits of our hands, of our fingers, of our body. So our body was the measuring tool. It was the counting tool. And it's how we started to learn the different angles or angels of light. And this is where the whole concept of angel numbers come in, because very specific numbers have very specific connection to our understanding of who we are and where we are in the world. And it helps us bring us closer to this divinity or source.
Helps to bring us closer to this divinity or source. I think this is probably getting to the heart of the matter. What are we seeing here? What's Jason talking about? Aside from, again, making that reference to angels of light or angles of light. We've heard this before, that the fact that people are dealing with a whole litany of phenomena like Morse synchronicity. Of course, the repeating number is sort of embedded in synchronicity, but other sorts of things. Things seem to be a bit different. The rules of engagement are different. Are we starting to see through the veil? The question is the veil thinning? And what is the veil? Is the veil our literal magnetosphere around the Earth that is believed to be thinning, the magnetosphere itself, poles eventually flipping? I mean, there's likely a very scientific explanation for what may be happening to our earthly layer, or the layer that protects the Earth. But in more of a spiritual parlance, we could say it's the veil. And if that veil is thinning, whatever it is, more people are starting to see, perhaps, through it, and what it's made of. I also want to make reference a little bit later to this idea that we may be living in a simulation. It's all of these, we're doing a big dot connecting exercise, forgive the pun. But the bottom line is what Jason said is that, okay, I'm going to say if we are starting to see through the veil or what's on the other side of the veil, or the veil is thinning, it is bringing us closer to divinity or source. So I just find this very interesting. There's something that we need to understand, not just taking notice of the fact that this is definitely not coincidence, that we're seeing these number patterns and sequences frequently, but that it seems that they're beckoning us to engage them. And so here's what I would say to you, and it's going to take some practice, obviously, and persistence, but I would say that when you see these numbers, speak to them. If you're seeing, let's say, 44, 444, 55, 11, 11, of course, this seems to be the ubiquitous repeating number that people still see, including myself, but others as well. Speak to the number. Say, I see you. Say, I want to know more. This way, you're starting to form a bond with those numbers and possibly source itself. So, you know, when I asked Billy Carson what he actually thought was behind why so many people are seeing these numbers right now, I'm going to play another clip for you. He had some very interesting things to say. So let me play this for you as well.
People are finally waking up to a certain level, and there's a reason why, which I'm going to talk about in a second, where they're starting to see a little bit beyond the veil and start to recognize some of the synchronicities that are occurring right around them. And these synchronicities have been happening for millennia, but up until, you know, really now, as we went through a dark age and come back up now into the light, we're now starting to recognize and realize that we're living in a numerical light matrix. And that's what we're really living in. It's a light matrix based on mathematics. And there's a lot of synchronicities where you see these digits of numbers and you can catch them so randomly, even in different time zones, even on your microwave oven. Yeah. It can be a game on TV. I've caught them on basketball games where they blow the whistle and the clock for the game, which has nothing to do with a time clock, just the amount of time left on the clock for shooting the basketball is a three-digit, you know, a number. Or going to the gas station and seeing your gas. Yesterday, my gas was $4.44. You know, so these things are just showcasing that we are living in a programmed matrix.
It's coming up again and again, isn't it? We're living in a programmed matrix, numerical light matrix. Again, what are the common themes here? We're talking about, we've gone from angels to angels of light to angles of life, light and life. It's almost as if we're traversing this or toggling between the scientific and spiritual explanation, and yet they all seem to be a part of one fundamental truth, is that this is a language for sure, and they're somehow penetrating through to us as we are to them. I want to also make reference, I don't have a clip of Charlie, but I will have a link. Charlie Robinson, who is has a fantastic story to share. He was on our show about 6 months ago, maybe a little bit more, where he talked about his seeing what he believed to be a grid-like pattern, essentially a matrix, confirming for him experientially that we may indeed be covered by some sort of simulation and operating through a simulation. He said that initially and by the way, I might add that the impetus for the experience that he had to do with him participating in some plant medicine, namely DMT. He goes into exhaustive detail in our interview. So again, make sure if you have a chance to watch that. But some of the highlights that he described when this descended upon him and he was able to witness this was seeing or really feeling a bright light to his side of his head. And then he started to see what emerged geometric patterns. And then he saw sort of this faint, I think he described it as light purplish laser looking grid pattern that covered the skies as far as his eyes could see. There was no end to it. And so again, notice the description of light. So the question becomes, are we living in some sort of a matrix or simulation, or at a minimum, are some levels of the reality that we are experiencing aspects of our universe constructed from this grid? So again, connecting dots, it's just amazing. I want to play one more clip for you, and then a couple more things I want to say before I close out this little commentary. This is Anthony Peake. Again, I love, particularly when we're not discussing the numbers as the main theme of our talk, I might slip this in at the end of an interview. By the way, what are your thoughts on this phenomenon of repeating numbers? Because no one can escape it, guys, right? Even the biggest skeptics have to admit that there's something quite interesting going on. So let's listen to what Anthony had to say.
Any statistical chance they were beyond attention bias in any way, shape, or form?
Absolutely.
Because they are synchronistic, because they have patterns and they have messages within them. Now, this could be messages coming through to us in some way that we can't see, but it does intrigue me. So I started as an extreme skeptic, but I'm moving away from that, definitely with 1111. With other number sequences, I'm not too sure, but it's whatever is significant for you. The very fact that you notice it means it's significant.
We are living at a time of great challenge and incredible opportunity. A time when taking life into our own hands, charting our own course, and finding our own answers is more accessible than ever before. During this time, you may be asking yourself, what am I called to do? What if I could discover not only my own inner healing power, but help others all over this planet discover theirs? We all have the ability to heal ourselves, but it takes a special approach, a unique approach. Quantum Healing Hypnosis Technique, also known as QHHT, a method developed by pioneering hypnotherapist and past life regression expert Dolores Cannon, is the approach that thousands have used and taught to access the deeper aspect of the self for healing at the core level. We all have the ability to tap into the higher self, the oversoul, the higher consciousness, and we have the means to help others to do the same. QHHT is designed to help the individual access the subconscious, the storehouse of all information, through visualization at the deepest level imaginable, a process that Dolores Cannon discovered and refined during her decades of working with individuals from around the globe. Training with QHHT will provide the guidance and give you the tools to help others tap that incredible force within. Now, you can access this exclusive training online, bringing the tools needed right to you, so you can assist others in finding their own answers and achieve total healing. This is powerful and needed now more than ever. Be a part of the pioneering work and legacy of Dolores Cannon by learning QHHT. Start today by clicking on the link in the description of this show to get started. And when you do, don't forget to mention Higher Journeys to get a 10% course discount when you sign up. It's time we all take back control of our lives and chart the course for success at every level. It's time to discover the power of quantum healing hypnosis technique by helping others to help themselves. And by doing this, we are helping to heal the world.
He spoke a little bit more about this whole idea when I posed the question to him, but I want to just pull out a little bit of a nugget. Now, he does mention that there is such a thing he felt or feels still called attention bias. I mean, look, our brains are programmed for patterns and repetition, and I've often questioned the numbers that I see on a frequent basis for years now, above and beyond 1111. Is this that because I took notice of a certain period of time where I was seeing them a lot, is my brain now entrained to look at the clock when it becomes a certain minutes past the hour, et cetera? So I do think that that still exists. But he also admitted, and he said, you know, at one point he was a skeptic until it started happening to him. And because of the way he sort of parses information, he had to really go through a mathematical or scientific theory or hypothesis to kind of justify it for himself, but he feels completely that there is a synchronistic aspect. And again, he says that, you know, if you're seeing these numbers, they have significance for you. They have messages and patterns embedded in them. Now, let's go back to the light idea. Angels of light, angel numbers, angles of light. The key, again, is light. Now, when we think of light or light waves, we know that light carries information. I mean, one of the most common methods is through the use of optical communication systems like fiber optics. Fiber optic communication, it's encoded light signals, which are then transmitted through optical fibers. And these light signals can carry a huge amount of data over long distances with minimal loss or interference. So even within the most mundane of it, it's not mundane, it's still fascinating, but facts and how our technology is used, there are messages encoded within light. Even things like, remember CDs and DVDs? You know, the optical storage media like those carry information, and it's based on light. So the question is, if we were to kind of make this a formula, we can even call it a syllogism. If angel numbers are really angles of light, a form of light, and light carries messages encoded within that light at certain angles, that means that we have the ability to decode. Someone has the ability to decode that message, assuming the messages are embedded within the numbers, if those numbers are comprised of light. Again, I'm going to invite all of you, all of us, because I'm working on it as well, to start to get a little bit more inquisitive about what this is all about. Be a little bit, let's call ourselves investigators. When you start to see, or when you see these numbers that show up for you on a repeated basis, let's go with the assumption that they're forms of light that have messages encoded within them. And then again, as I said earlier, say the number out loud. Let's say it's 44 and you see it. 44, greet the number. Hey, 44, how you doing? Stare at it for a moment. Assume that it has an angle of light, however it may be. Tune into it. Now, here's the other thing that I want to really end on here, and it has to do with the electromagnetic aspect of the light, then possibly and probably, based on what we talked about, the numbers themselves, but also the fact that we are electromagnetic in nature, also a fact. We're electromagnetic beings. We're electrical beings. If that's the case, that means that we off the bat have something in common with these numbers. The common thread, the common theme, we're both electromagnetic. That means that we have the ability to fall into resonance with those numbers and the numbers with us. And so as you're greeting the number, saying the number out loud, I don't know, meditating on the number, whatever helps you connect to the energy, the vibration, literally, of that number, consider the fact that you think of two tuning forks, perhaps, that initially start out moving in opposite directions. But while in the presence of one another, they eventually fall into an oscillating or whatever the movement may be, but they will mirror one another. A connection has then been made. I don't see why we can't do that with the numbers. You know, I want to also mention that I was recently talking to a coaching client of mine and who has also been seeing, so many of us have for so long, repeating numbers. And I had mentioned to her, please try the exercise of falling into resonance with the numbers by doing some of the things that we just talked about here. Speaking to the number, you know, calling the number out loud, meditating on it, writing it down, whatever it takes, again, realizing that we have the capacity to fall into resonance with it. So we're working on that right now. Let's see how that goes. If these numbers have a form of consciousness, which I suspect they do, they're going to pick up on the fact that you're tuning into them. And over time, they may be willing to reciprocate and give you the message. You may get the message as a synchronicity. It may not happen right away, but I do believe that the numbers are showing up, guys, for a reason, not just to say, hey, here I am, and not just because the veil may indeed be thinning, but because particularly if it's redundant, if it's happening over and over and over again, like a recurring dream, there's something that you need to get. and it may not be a bad or a good thing. Just information that will help you, hopefully, on your journey, whatever it may be. So it's fascinating, isn't it? Again, want to hear from you. We've been talking about this over the years here at Higher Journeys, from every which angle we can, pun intended, that we can think of, because the mystery is not solved, right? The numbers are still showing up, and I think that there'll be a preponderance of this for even more people that are going to need to try to parse this mystery as this world changes, as the rules of engagement change, as we are changing, methods of communication are changing, and the numbers are a big part of it. So let me know about your numbers journey. As always, it's a fascinating one, isn't it? All right, guys, I hope to talk to you soon. Take care.